Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36. The Reverend Dr. Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from today is from Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36. Jesus said, "But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you who have been strengthened may escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am always impressed with the training of those in the military or in law enforcement or first responders. Mainly that their training points them to be calm, effective, responsible, and efficient at tasks that protect lives, thwart evil, and lead to a common good, often in the times of great chaos. They face dangers and evil on a regular basis and prepare to resort to their training. In the middle of chaos, they're to bring confidence and security. But one of the other things you may hear from those who have gone through such training is there is a strong need to remain ready in the face of boredom. There's maybe what they might say a lot of hurry up and wait, and wait, and wait, but yet still the need to be ready. Fight boredom, fight distraction, and be ready to be called upon in a time of action and to go back to your training. Through the Gospels, we can easily find places where Jesus prepares his church for the trials of life. Trials of life in a sinful and broken world. In the verses preceding the reading for today, Jesus talks about the temple and Jerusalem and its coming destruction. He talks of wars and persecution that will happen. He speaks of signs that will bring terror to some, but peace to those who believe. And through the years, Jesus' church had to face those trials. Trials of persecution, trials of confusion in our world, and trials brought on by our own sinfulness. In the days that perhaps might be remembered as good or as easy, there was still the need to be vigilant and to be ready to not grow weary from boredom or other distraction. And in our own lives, we may wrestle with the wretchedness of our own sin and wait the day when temptation will no longer be before us. We may know strife between loved ones, and it's almost unbearable. We ache over seeing loved ones not listen to the Lord's exhortation to watch and to stay focused on what will last and bring salvation. We may also be in a time of excruciating waiting. We anguish at the big picture of our world, all the debauchery and the drunkenness. We see the distractions in the world that point away from God's design for his creation and his mercy for all of humanity. And we may cry out our common prayer of, "Come, Lord Jesus." And also, on even the best days, we make sure not to grow arrogant in our own actions or be bored of all that's around us. In the midst of it all in our reading, Jesus gives the disciples and us the exhortation to watch and to stay awake. Our Lord trains us for what is needed to be faithful and to endure in the face of evil. He points out things that bring distraction and points us to the things that are needful. He calls us not to be bored, for there is work to do in his kingdom and to serve each other in the face of trials. Be awake. Jesus is helping his disciples and us to rightly prepare to be before the Son of Man on the day of judgment, to be aware of things that cloud our awareness of his imminent return, to be aware and be ready, for there will be no exceptions to his act of judgment. We will not be able to avoid that day of the Lord, but he has provided an escape from his judgment. There is only one thing by which we can escape this coming destruction. The one thing is his victory of grace provided at the cross. There, his victory over sin, death, and Satan brings redemption from the things that bring distraction and harm and death. And by his sacrifice at the cross and in his glorious resurrection, he showed God's promises and love is true. Because of his grace and strength, we can straighten up to raise our head and to see our Savior coming for us. And in his grace, Christ does not leave us guessing about his assurances. He gives us the exhortation to pray in our time of need, to pray for ourselves, his church, and others, that they may be alert and awake. He gives us his word that daily refreshes us and gives us open eyes to watch and be awake in the face of things that can easily distract. And for those who put their trust in the Lord, who trust that his redemption is sure, that his protection is complete, we receive his assurances that we don't have to look to this day with fear. Instead, we will rely on his promises that we have been rescued. For the faithful, the promise that Jesus, the Son of Man, will return is good news because of the strength that the Son of Man provides. In the name of Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.